Chapter 11. A human. She was young, perhaps in her early 20s, and wore an unfamiliar blue and red uniform. A Krell climbed out of the ship after her, like an armored knight, though the armor carapace was deep green and crystalline.
"What's happening?" Embod asked. "Are those sirens?"
I ignored him and tore out of the building, my hand thrust into the pocket of my flight suit, holding the small destructor pistol I carried there. A human. Scud. I stopped on the stairs, and Kuna moved out in front of me, stepping with a smooth and calm gait. I tried to force myself to relax as the human and the Krell walked up to us.
"Oh my,"
the Krell said, voice projected from the front of their armor as they made several wild gestures.
"Kuna of the Department of Species Integration. I did not expect to find you here. My, my."
"I left a specific annotation on the report, Winzik," Kuna said, "mentioning the arrival of this pilot. She is from one of the species I've invited to try out for our program."
"My, my. And is this our emissary? I did not even know you were coming. You must think us so disorganized. Our departments normally communicate with one another much better than this."
I stepped out from behind Kuna. I didn't need anyone to shelter me, particularly not an alien I didn't trust. But at the same time, one of the Krell, talking directly to me. I knew, logically, that Krell was an acronym for Kitos Redgor Earthen Listro Listrans, the alien name of the police force that watched my people. The race of beings like this one was called the Varvax. I knew all that, but still couldn't help associating these little crabs in the crystalline armor with the word Krell. The human lingered behind, and was drawing immediate attention from those around us on the street. While nobody had given me a passing glance during my walk here, a variety of different alien species were gathering to gawk at her and point with tentacles, antennae, or arms. "A human," I said.
"Don't worry," said Winzik. "This human is fully licensed. I am sorry I had to bring her, but, you see, there is an item of much concern. Not that I wish to be forward or aggressive, but an item of much concern we must discuss."
"You didn't need to do this, Winzik," Kuna said. "The matter is well in hand."
"But security is not your duty, Kuna. It's mine. Come, Braid. Let us get off the street and stop making a spectacle. Please, inside. Please."
As before, the Krell gestured in sweeping movements of their arms. Their voice, translated for me, had a feminine tone to it, but I wasn't certain how much I could read into that.
"I can speak for the emissary," Kuna said.
"I must insist," the Krell said. "Very, very sorry, but it is protocol, you see. Inside we go."
Scud. The other Krell I'd met on the streets, the ones who had acted so overly pleasing, seemed like pale charlatans compared to this creature. The very way this one moved and spoke, so flowery and with an air of false kindness, was just about the most offensive thing I could imagine. I didn't trust Kuna for one second. I knew they were trying to manipulate me. But this creature made my skin crawl. Still, I stepped back into the building. Kuna stood by the door, impassive as Winzik entered. The human woman finally joined us. She was taller than me by a few centimeters and muscled, with a certain power to each of her steps. She had a lean face that felt a little too severe for her age, and she wore her hair in a buzz cut.
"Braid, test her," Winzik said.
I felt a pressure against my mind. I gasped, my eyes widening, and somehow pushed back.
"Cytonic,"
the woman, Braid, said in the superiority language.
"Strong."
"It is in the documentation," Kuna began. "Her people travel using primitive cytonics, but they aren't advanced enough in their studies to be a danger."
She is still unlicensed, Winzik said. Your department shouldn't ignore that fact. She is right here, I interrupted, growing annoyed with all of this. What you want to say, you can say to me directly. Both Kuna and Winzik looked at me with expressions I interpreted as surprise, Kuna pulling back, Winzik making a startled gesture with their hands. Braid, the human, just smiled in a sly way. My, my! So aggressive, Winzik said, clicking their hands together with a soft sound. Emissary, do you know the danger you pose to us? To your own people? Do you know that by doing what you do, you could cause great destruction? I have some inkling, I said carefully. Kuna said that you want us to join the Superiority so that we would start using your hyperdrives instead of relying on cytonics. Yes, 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 Winzik said, gesturing. You are a danger to the entire galaxy. We can help, if your people join the Superiority. And if we don't, I said, will you attack us? Attack? Winzik made a sweeping gesture. I had thought you near primary intelligence. Such aggression, my, my. If you refuse to join us, we might have to take measures to isolate your species. We have cytonic inhibitors to stop you from leaving your home planet, but we wouldn't attack you. Winzik drew their hand to their chest in a gesture that, while unfamiliar to me, still managed to convey their utter horror at the concept. So they were like Kuna, outwardly insistent on peace. I knew the truth. Winzik, Kuna noted, is head of the Department of Protective Services. He has a great deal of experience with isolating dangerous species. Head of the group that kept my kind imprisoned. In a strange, surreal moment, I realized I was talking to the general of the Krell forces. Winzik didn't seem much like a warrior to me, but I wouldn't let mannerisms fool me. This was the person who ultimately was responsible for the way we'd been treated, and for the death of my father. But why would such an important person be here, dealing with something as minor as Alanik's supposed breach of protocol? I glanced from Kuna to Winzik and wondered if this was all an elaborate charade for my benefit. Kuna showed up, acted nice, and offered me a deal. Winzik arrived with sirens and threats doing the same. They really wanted to control cytonics. And no wonder. People who could hyperjump threatened the Superiority's travel monopoly. Were my powers truly even dangerous, or was that all a sham? I remembered the terrible image of the Delver destroying the humans of Detritus. No, the danger was no sham. But it certainly seemed that the Superiority had played off these fears and used them to establish control over the galaxy. The human woman, Braid, was watching me. While the other two made gestures and noises to indicate they weren't being aggressive, she stood with a relaxed air. Her place here was obvious. She was the weapon. If I couldn't be controlled, she'd stop me. I need you to promise, Winzik said, pulling a data pad from the bag at his side. Kuna had used a male pronoun to refer to him. No vow. My, my. It must be forceful. You will not attempt hyperjumps near star sight. You must follow the regulations on cytonics. No mental attacks or even prods upon the minds of people here. No attempts to circumvent the shields preventing cytonic jumps in the region. Absolutely no mind blades, though I doubt you are practiced enough for that. And if I disagree, I said. You'll be ejected, Braid said. Immediately. She narrowed her eyes at me. Braid, Winzik said. No need to be so forceful. Emissary, surely you can see the need for us to be careful in this matter.
Simply give me your word, and we shall take that as enough. Kuna is vouching for you, after all.
Fine, I said. I'll follow your rules. Though hopefully I would be back to Detritus with a stolen hyperdrive before too long.
See, Kuna,
Winzik said, marking something on his datapad.
All you needed to do was bring a proper official with you. Now it's all done right. My, my.
Winzik retreated, his human guard trailing along behind him. I watched them go with a frown, confused at the strange interaction.
I am sorry for that, Kuna said, particularly the human. The Department of Protective Services apparently felt the need to send you an explicit message.
Kuna hesitated. Though perhaps this is for the best. It would be good for you to have an ally here, among so many strange and new experiences, wouldn't you say?
Kuna smiled again, sending a shiver down my spine.
Anyway, Kuna said, I have assigned you requisition privileges so you can stock this location for your needs. Consider it to be an embassy of sorts, a sanctuary for your kind on Starsight, once we successfully build a new future together. If you wish to communicate with me, send a message to the Department of Species Integration, and I will see to it you receive a quick response. With that, they excused themselves and walked down onto the street, where the crowd had gone back to its ever-flowing stream. Feeling worn out, I sat down on the steps to the building and watched the people pass. An endless array of creatures with seemingly infinite variety. Embot? I asked.
Here,
he said in my ear. Could you make any sense of all that?
I feel like we stumbled into a contest of power, Embot said, and they're using you as a piece in their game. That Winzik is an important official, as important as Kuna. It seems remarkable that either of them would come in person to deal with such a seemingly insignificant race's visit.
Yeah, I said, then looked up from the crowds of people toward the black sky. Somewhere out there was Detritus, square in the sights of superiority battleships.
Come pick me up, Embot suggested. I'll feel safer away from this public launch pad. There should be some kind of wire or connection at the building that will let me access the station's public data net. We can begin looking for information there.